Have you been hearing the sound of a big clock ticking down to this coming Thursday? Well, no one's been hearing that sound more loudly than my guests today. Charles Horak, host of KTEP's On Film and artistic director of the Plaza Classic Film Festival, along with festival co-founder Eric Pearson, president of the El Paso Community Foundation. Do you guys have enough to do?
No.
That's why we're here. We don't have anything to do, so we're here talking with you. Thank you for having us on.
Oh, it is my pleasure. It's just astounding still to me that in the sixth year, this festival is just so amazingly successful. Still the largest in the world.
It's amazing, isn't it? And El Pasoans should be really proud that their hometown is host to such an amazingly large film festival.
Well, I feel like a proud mom, you know, although I'm totally unrelated to either of you and you do all the work. Why should I feel proud?
I would say grandmother, but I definitely feel I think this is something that everyone in El Paso should take pride in. You know, it started out as the restoration of a theater, and I called Chuck because I knew he knew a lot about movies, and little did I know that 6 years later we'd be sitting here talking about one of the most successful events in the region.
Do you ever find yourselves clinking glasses and saying, how did we get here? And really wondering?
No, we're still moving too fast.
We don't have time to do that. Yeah. Those moments of reverie.
Because next year's festival is already in the works.
Well, how do you keep your day jobs going? I'm just not sure how you're juggling all of this. But
you know, the beauty of this festival in my mind is really Chuck's commitment to it as an evangelist more than anything else, and the idea that it's fun. I mean, at the end of the day, we go in and we see thousands of smiling faces, and we realize that we are providing to people something that they will not find anywhere else. And you can go to any Cineplex in the country and watch a movie, and probably a classic movie these days. You can go and sit up in your underwear and watch Netflix, but you're never going to get an experience like the Plaza Classic. A lot of it has to do with the movies that are chosen. And a large part of it has to do with the goodwill and the people that attend and the experience that you get being in one of the most beautiful old movie palaces restored to a T and seeing some of the greatest movies ever made.
Absolutely worth getting dressed for. Yes, yes.
Absolutely. And, you know, people just walk and act differently when they walk into the Plaza Theater. We see that every year.
Yeah.
They're more respectful. They're more communicative with their neighbors. You don't see that at a regular Cineplex.
There's an air of elegance and civility in that building that is truly rare and wonderful. I'm almost afraid to ask for the rundown because I could just go get a cup of coffee and come back. I know if I start.
We need to bring, if you prepare us, we will bring an auctioneer next year who can just run through the titles.
That's right, the end of one of those car commercials. But really, the best thing is there's so many things to do and see at the Plaza Festival that there's a great website, plazaclassic.com, that has everything laid out for you.
Exactly.
Can chart your course through the festival this year. But, you know, we can certainly hit some of the high points and
absolutely.
Some of the
off-the-beaten path. You sent out also a wonderful mailer that I have in my hand that
most
has my whole schedule, and I get my little highlighter and do my thing and map it out for the whole week. Where would you like to begin? May I suggest Rita Moreno?
She's all right. You know, this is her third visit to El Paso. She came in January 1987. The El Paso Community Foundation needed to cap off a fundraiser. It needed to raise $1 million in 6 weeks.
Wow.
And it culminated in her performance. And we were able to announce to the crowd that night. The foundation was able to say, the Plaza Theater is saved from the wrecking ball. She came back exactly 20 years later when the Plaza Theater was restored. And in 2007, January, she did a cabaret show. So we've had a long relationship with her, and she remembered so many details from the very first time in 1987. So it'll be great to have her back and introducing her Oscar award-winning performance. And she is, you know, one of those stars. She has won a Grammy, a Tony, an Oscar, an Emmy. She's going to win a PCFF, whatever we call her, a classy.
A classy, yes.
Yeah.
She's
obelisk.
Astounding. Yeah.
Yeah. She's amazing. And of course, you know, to have West Side Story here, you know, she was one of those pioneers in you know, being a Hispanic woman in Hollywood at the years she was, she broke through a lot of barriers.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure she's going to talk a little bit about that. But I'm also really interested about the second film she chose. I sent her a list of titles. I said, well, while you're here, why don't we show a second film?
Oh, how nice.
And I sent her a bunch of titles, and she picked a title that wasn't on there, The Four Seasons, which I've kind of grown to enjoy now, having seen it twice. This was an Alan Alda written, directed, starring.
So she actually selected something with which you were only slightly familiar.
Yes, it's from the early 80s.
And an ensemble piece. Here's the weird thing. I was actually pretty familiar with that movie. It's a great movie about relationships. It's four couples that travel seasonally, and they, you know, just kind of the intermingling of their relationships.
Well, it was Alan Alda's directorial debut, wasn't it?
That's right. He wrote and starred in it with Carol Burnett, and a great cast. It's a great ensemble cast. But, you know, she kicks off the festival, but the festival just charges through 11 days. We've got some amazing guests, you know, including Angela Cartwright for The Sound of Music. We have Hollywood icon Margaret O'Brien, who will be here for two films, both Meet Me in St. Louis and The Secret Garden. An amazing documentary by the name of, really an experimental film almost, avant-garde cinema of the 80s, Quena Scotzi, which was directed by Santa Fean Godfrey Reggio, who's coming down to introduce that film and talk about the making of it. Really an influential film with the great Philip Glass score. So we've just got a lot going on, and Burt Lancaster's daughters will be here to help celebrate his centennial at the festival.
A really nice touch.
You know, speaking of scores, there are two silent films that are going to be screening this year, and so it's Sunrise. And that's going to be, tell me the name of the band, because I can't
find it. Yeah, it's called My Education. This is a really interesting group who has not previously had an association with silent film, but last year they scored some very avant-garde original music for Sunrise, A Song of Two Humans, one of the first Best Picture Oscar winners from 1927. And they'll be here. It's an eight-piece ensemble, and they'll be playing live their score with the film. And then we're going to close the festival with an amazing restoration that just became available a few months ago, The Thief of Baghdad, the great Douglas Fairbanks film with Walt Stroni back on the organ. He's been a regular at the festival.
Walt Stroni is among the highest regarded theater organists in the world. He has an organ named after him. There's a Walt Stroni model of I forget what organ company. I'm having trouble with my memory today. But Walt voiced the Plaza Theater, the Weiler Mighty Wurlitzer, when we brought it back to the Plaza Theater. And he has scored a couple of silent films for us in past film festivals and over Halloween. But it's an amazing experience to see that original instrument in its home being played by a master and watching a film of that era. So it just takes you back to 1924, 25, you know, 1930 when the Plaza Theater opened. It's unbelievable.
I've been in that theater during the film festival and seen movies that I remember very, very, very well. And I've been in the theater and seen things that I've never seen or experienced before, and I'm not sure which is more exciting. My guests are Charles Horak and Eric Pearson, co-founders of the Plaza Classic Film Festival. We'll be right back.